I'm out for a walk and it's nearly midnight. I don't know why it feels wrong. It shouldn't feel wrong, but I've already found myself censoring my late night stroll actions. I've got a really powerful surefire flashlight torch in my pocket, and it's awesome. And if I want to see stuff down dark roads or alleyways, I can just reach into my pocket, pull it out. But I feel a little bit like a burglar casing the joint. And there's some quite nice houses around this area that I'm walking in. And it does feel wrong when I don't have a dog as my kind of reason for walking. My actual reason for walking is that I've been sat in the office all day and my Fitbit bullies me. It looks at me and it says 2,000 steps. That's not a lot. Then I look at the charts on my Fitbit app and I can see that out of the 10 or so people that I share my stats with, a limited number, I'm not particularly high in the rankings. In fact, I'm down somewhere near the bottom. So going for a walk and clocking up some steps not only makes me feel like I'm doing something worthwhile, but it's the exercise that I definitely need just to stay healthy or get healthy, whichever way you look at it. So I asked on Twitter earlier on if it's too late for me to go for a walk, and a lot of people are like, go out, look at the stars. And I'm so glad I did, because I'm looking up right now and you know, there's a bit of light pollution around, but I can still see the Milky Way, and that's a good thing, isn't it? There's Orion's Belt, and I'm under a streetlight now, so I'll walk a bit further, and I will see more, and I can see the nearly a half moon. It's been full not so long ago, and it is an absolutely beautiful night, and when you're walking at a steady pace, you don't feel the cold. And I'm actually thinking of heading towards a garage, which I'm assuming will be open all night, so I can buy some peanuts. Beer munchies, maybe. Probably shouldn't be drinking wine midweek, but I've still got that kind of Christmas head on. So yeah, it is interesting how different it feels when you're not walking a dog. And wouldn't it be just nice if people felt like they could walk all the time and not... Is it my guilty conscience? Is it because I would think it's a suspicious thing to do? It's quite windy as well, so I'm hoping this audio is okay. But it's nice. And I'm looking forward to the spring. Lighter nights. And now that we've passed the longest night, that's not too long, is it? Feels good to be kind of back into work. Albeit, you know, soaking up the LEDs today, staring at a screen for most of the day. I did feel like I'd achieved lots of little things. No big accomplishments. Mostly, you know, the replying and sending of emails I've been ignoring for a while. And there is a moment's feeling of minute win when you click send and it whooshes off and you're thinking, yes! And then another one pops in, you're thinking, no, it's been so nice just turning stuff off. Apparently, I didn't realise until Richard Mackney said something, but there was a bug with iOS, and I'd missed a couple of calls today. Apologise to those people. I did email you and tried to call back a couple, but due to phones being stuck on Do Not Disturb for some reason, and it was on Do Not Disturb in the middle of the day, a lot of people were missing calls. I don't know if that has been rectified. I can't see how without an update, so I better pay attention to my phone tomorrow morning. Otherwise, it'll be Christmas for another week. Can't be doing with that. Got to ease myself into the oncoming chaos. January, if you are a freelancer, is notoriously very quiet. People taking their time, getting into the office, deciding what it is they want to do, and then thinking, actually, let's get Christian in to do some workshops, or actually, let's get him in to do some talking. It just takes ages for people to do that. It used to be the same for photography, but so I've purposely booked in a couple of my own projects, including a free multimedia story-making walk around Cambridge which is oversubscribed now, so I'm sorry, but if you are in the area or any other area, you can find documentally.com. There's a blog there talking about it, and you can request your city. And if there's enough people requesting that particular location, the Open University will hopefully be kind enough to say, yeah, let's do one there, because they are sponsoring these workshops. So January not being that quiet towards the end. And then, of course, I'm going to be in Stockholm for, I think, 8 days, 14 days, sporadically across 4 weeks. No, can't be. Yeah, maybe it is. Either way, that's going to be a lot of work and a lot of preparation. So the new year and the workload is finally upon us. I hope it's upon you as well. It's going to be enjoyable, whatever it is you're doing. Right, I'm nearly at a busy road, so I'm going to stop this because the wind is probably noisy enough. We don't need traffic to join in. Oh, big puddle. Didn't need that. Right, I'm not in my slippers. I did put some shoes on. I need to get home just after midnight, jump into bed, hopefully slightly exhausted, probably smelling of peanuts. Good night. Oh yeah, in case you're listening to this in a noisy environment, I said peanuts.